Coach, a big week as the Iowa Hawkeyes come to town. A great rivalry over the years, two storied wrestling programs, and a Friday night meet at Maturi Pavilion. And if it's not sold out as we talk, it'll almost certainly be sold out by the time the first whistle blows. And I know you're excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, this should be a packed house, no doubt about it. So, yeah, a lot of great opportunities. They're the number two ranked team in the country. So there's some great matchups, depending on if all their guys make it, based on health and some of those things, and all of our guys, you get a chance to have ranked matches at each weight. I know I think on paper, we're favored only at 174 and 184. And those are close ones, but there's some other matches that we believe that we can come out and take as well. So we just are excited, good opportunities. And I think our guys, I know they're ready and excited to compete. So.
And you're coming off of a big meet win last week, dual meet against Illinois, where you did have a couple of upsets to help stretch that lead and that win. And how important was that one, and how much fun was that one coming out with a home dual meet win?
Yeah, that was a great weekend. I thought our guys looked really good. Good energy right from the start. We wrestled well in all three positions. And like you mentioned, a lot of upsets on paper, rankings. I think we're the higher ranked team, but the way it is in wrestling, a lot of it's just head-to-head stuff. And if you look at the expectations that somebody else put on these guys, we were only expected to win, I think, three of the matches. And one of those matches a couple of years ago, we actually lost the head-to-head. So based on that, it didn't look great, but our guys were excited and we really dominated. And even the few matches that we'd lost, we were right in it, very capable of winning. And I thought our guys looked great. So going from that weekend to this weekend, there's really good energy. It's nice. We were on the road for like four or five heavy weeks, hard travel. Last week was our first week home. I thought our guys were able to recover and do some things that we wanted to individually. And the same as this week, our guys get a little bit of that extra time. So we're ready to go.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, you hit on it a little bit there in terms of what kind of confidence maybe a dual win like that can push into a team. And you mentioned you did see some maybe a little extra pep in the step in the wrestling room this week, you thought?
Yeah, our guys look really comfortable. They're relaxed right now. We still are, a day away, so we don't talk too much about strategy, some individual stuff with guys. But for the most part, the work is done. And has been. They just need to go out and compete and just work. And so for individuals, there's a lot of really good opportunities, and that's how they got to look at it. They got to take, business into their own hands and take care of the things that they can control. But there's some really good chance or opportunities as far as getting a big win that can help them nationally, but can also play a role in their Big Ten seeds at the Big Ten championships. And the path here in Big Ten wrestling, it's the best teams in the country. Every weekend, week out, it's insane the competition that we have. But if you can make your path a little bit sweeter here in a few weeks, beginning of March at the Big Ten championships, it can make a difference too.
Specific to Iowa, they have maybe a style, up and down the lineup. Obviously, everybody has their own individual characteristics, but is there a certain style that year in and year out you see from those guys? And if so, is there a way you try to counter that, or is it more important as a wrestler individually to kind of stay true to who you are as well?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think they have a lot of different individuals. I think people sometimes will try to lock down styles on programs or teams, but in today's world, you look up and down the lineup of every team, you see a lot of difference between guys, whether there's certain guys that are maybe really funky or certain guys that are grinders or certain guys that are maybe offensive. Other guys win without offense. They're just tough and they're maybe hard to score on, and they win a lot of matches that way. That's up and down with every team, including our own team. I see a lot of difference between each of our individuals. But in general, yeah, they're going to be a well-coached team. They're going to come out and I know they're going to fight and be prepared. And that's always what we expect from them. And I would imagine that's what they expect from us.
You guys have put together a nice record here, dual meet wise. If there's a headline to the general story of your season, how would you write that if you were going to write the headline up to this point?
We've won some great matches and dual meets because we had good momentum and we got some upsets, and we've also lost a couple of duels that, I think we should have won, or we could have very easily won, but we didn't win the close ones and maybe didn't do some things well and manage some of the things that we needed to. So yeah, dual meets are an interesting thing. There's 10 matches. especially in the Big Ten. I think with about every team you run up against, there's a, I keep saying this, but there's a few matches, three, four, you always feel like you're expected to win. And maybe there's a few on paper you're not supposed to, and a few that you know that are up in the air. And I think any coaching staff is looking at that the same way. So it's always going to be up and down. But the individual thing is the biggest thing, is like you win the ones you're not supposed to. Those are big. Those, you get those upsets, that can change things for you. But you're supposed to win the ones that you need to as well, because if you go out and you perform flat and you don't, you just make the path that much harder at the Big Ten championships. And it's brutal. It's brutal when you look at that tournament. So you know, you got to do little things right. The other thing is sometimes in matches, you could have the top ranked guy in the country, but you're not able to put them out because maybe different things, because they're not healthy and some of those things. And I don't think anybody's 100% ever, you know. And I look at that with other programs I know coming in, everybody's dealing with different things, but in the wrestling world, you got to be able to grind, you got to be tough, and you got to be go out and battle with small things. But at the same time, we need to protect our guys and make sure they're smart and ready at the end of the season, and we do those things right. So that's why I think week to week, you see just crazy results when you're looking at the Big Ten championships. I'm never surprised when I look at a box score and I'm like, how did this happen? Or how is this duel like this? You know, it's just always fun to watch guys go out and compete. And that's what we want our guys to do. Be excited to wrestle. We get another awesome opportunity this weekend. We got everything to gain this weekend for the most part, and our guys are fired up. So it'll be a fun atmosphere. We're ready to battle, and we know they're going to come and battle as well.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, it is almost certainly going to be a sellout by the time, you know, that first match gets going in the meet. How eager are you to get that full house? And I'm sure your wrestlers are excited as well to have that atmosphere at home.
Yeah, as a competitor, it's fun to be in those environments. You know, even when you go on the road to a hostile environment, that's why you do it. Like most of the guys that make decisions on where they want to wrestle, a lot of guys are picking the Big Ten because they want to wrestle against the best competition. And regardless of what conference it is that you're in, you're trying to sell what you have, but it's hard to fight the facts. The Big Ten is the heads and tails above anybody else. But as far as atmosphere and crowds, to come to a Minnesota duel, see the crowds we have and the support from our community, like that's something in itself, and a reason why a lot of these guys enjoy competing at home. So this weekend's going to be fun. It's going to be loud. There'll be a lot of things going on. We got a youth duel before it, which is really cool. You get some kids that get to come out and compete on the big stage, and then they get to watch some of the best wrestlers in the country go to battle on the same mat. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. It should be fun. It's a Friday night duel, Maturi Pavilion, and the Gophers ready to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Coach, best of luck. And hey, we're getting to that time of year too now, as you mentioned, that tournament, that Big Ten tournament, is going to be as hard as the national tournament maybe. And so you're getting to that grinded out stretch of the season, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think we're in a good spot. Our guys, for the most part, they're getting better and healthier every week. We see improvement and they're developing. So yeah, Big Ten's around the corner, and that's really what we're gearing for right now.
Very good. We'll have some fun on Friday night. Thanks so much. Best of luck.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.